The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand.
Look y'all folks, you know there's a hot time? Where's their hot time there, boy? What is a hot time in Old Town tonight?
It's morning in the CBD. The population around here never changes. Every time a girl gets pregnant, some guy leaves town. A small town has as many eyes as a fly. Our town is so small that we don't have a town drunk. So we all just take turns. It's Fresh Start Wednesday with your host, Michael Bortnick.
Hey, good morning, and welcome once again to another episode of Fresh Start Wednesday, right here on Fresh FM. And I'm your host, Michael Bortnick. But today I'm the town crier. I'm the talk of the town. We're the only game in town, and I'm your man about town this morning. Yeah, the theme is towns. And we opened with Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight, which was composed in 1896 by Theodore August Metz. And according to Metz, he wrote the tune after seeing children starting a fire in a place called Old Town. The song became a popular marching tune, especially during the Spanish-American War in 1898, when enemy troops reputedly heard it so often that they believed it was the national anthem. The song is sung by drunken ranch hands at a saloon in the Jane Campion film, The Power of the Dog, which was set in 1925 and filmed right here in New Zealand. You can catch it on Netflix, and some say it's the best picture of the year, but not me. And With me in the studio today is my woman about town, someone who knows how to paint the town red, or at least her toenails. Grace. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. What a beautiful morning.
It is a beautiful day. And
beautiful.
Glad you came in to help out with the show, as usual.
Welcome.
When you were a kid, did you live in a small town as a kid?
excuse me, very small.
What was the name of it?
Randolph, Ohio.
Man, I never even heard of that yet.
But it was, it was on a big farm, 100-acre farm.
So you were on a farm,
but it was all spread out.
So it was Randolph. Was there like a shopping center or anything like that?
No. Tiny little grocery. Like a dairy. You'd call a dairy here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So did you walk places?
Pretty much. Ride your bike. It's tough to walk anywhere. You at least have to ride a bike. But I have. I had to walk from the little town center home many times.
Yeah. So
yep.
How many people do you think lived in Randolph?
Ooh. Well, I can't say. There are only about 100 in my high school graduating class.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's put it in perspective.
Yeah, that certainly does.
Maybe 500 in the whole school.
So are you more of a fan of big towns or small towns? What do you like, cities?
Like big cities.
Oh, you do?
To go visit. To live there, not so sure, but love visiting big cities for sure.
Yeah, well, all right.
Probably because we live in such a small town.
Nelson's actually bigger. It's big. It's not a town. We're going to talk about the definition.
Is it considered a city?
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay.
You remember that Thornton Wilder play called Our Town?
Our Town, of course.
I want to recommend that. To me, it's one of the best things ever written, but it's hard to get through. It's kind of a slow moving, but I think it has a great message. Our Town, Thornton Wilder.
Yeah, certainly does.
Well, okay, tell me what is a town. I think you have a definition there somewhere.
All right, a town is a human settlement. Towns are generally larger than villages and smaller than cities, though the criteria to distinguish between them vary considerably in different parts of the world. In our own New Zealand here, a town is a built-up area that is not large enough to be considered a city. Historically, this definition corresponded to a population of between approximately 1,000 and 20,000 people. Typically, once a town reaches a population of somewhere between 20,000 and 30,000, it will begin to be informally regarded as a city. So, Nelson is a small city, and Motueka would be a town.
Oh, okay.
That's a little suburb.
All right, that would help. There's a lot of towns in New Zealand and not a whole lot of cities,
lot.
I guess.
Okay. Yes.
Well, we live in a city. I'm sure Nelson's a city.
All right.
Anyway, we got heaps of songs about small towns and uptowns and downtowns for the listener today. We're going to start off with Billy Joel. He had a huge album in 1982. Mm. It was called Nylon Curtain.
Yep.
The first track was called Allentown, which is an American industrial town.
I've actually been to Allentown.
You've been to Allentown?
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Yep.
It sounds pretty bad. Well, apparently, many of the once thriving factories and mills had fallen on hard times, and unemployment in the area was at an all-time high of 12%.
Wow.
So the song starts with the blowing of a steam whistle in a factory, and it has a very steel factory kind of background sound. So we're going to start off with Allentown, Billy Joel.
Filling Fresh FM. Fresh FM.
There's a place where lovers go to cry their troubles away, and they call some town where the broken stay. You can buy a dream or two to list you all through the hill, and the only price you pay is a heart full of tears. Going down to lonesome town where the broken hearts stay. down in lonesome town. I can learn to forget. Maybe down in lonesome town.
Ah, yes, Lonesome Town, which was a real big hit for Ricky Nelson, if you remember.
I certainly do. He sang it in a movie, didn't he?
Geez, now I don't know.
One of those westerns? Okay.
Anyway, that was 1958, mm-hmm. by the way, which is a long time ago. But that was a cover from a girl called Angelica Lenny.
Nice.
Who's from a little town you might have heard of in Italy called Rome.
She does a great job of a little southern drawl
like
being
her.
An Italian girl.
Yeah, when we heard that, we threw Ricky Nelson under the bus right there. Hey, by the way, this just in, someone stole all the toilets from the police station downtown.
Oh, no.
The cops had nothing to go on.
Right.
So listen, uptown, downtown, can you tell me what's the difference? How's that go?
Yep. The terms downtown and uptown are commonly used to refer to separate and distinct areas of a community. But the difference between the two is often confusing. Both terms, downtown and uptown, are distinctly American. Both terms originated in New York City. Downtown refers to the city's central business hub, whereas uptown refers to the residential region of the city. Hmm. People usually use the word downtown to an area situated in the south region, and anything that goes towards north from that area is called uptown. Downtown has a compact space for people to live and has a lot of population. In contrast, uptown has huge areas, empty spaces, and a low population. Hmm. Petula Clark recorded a song called Downtown in 1964, and in 2011, at age 79, she recorded it again with an Irish band called the Saw Doctors. Enjoy Downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to hurt by noon. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No better place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown. Just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright.
Forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, and go downtown.
te reo irirangi o te kai iru o te waka a Māui.
He gets up each morning and he goes downtown, where everyone's his boss and he's lost in an angry land. He's a little man, but then he comes uptown each evening to my tenement. Uptown where folks don't have to pay much rent. And when he's there with me, he can see that he's everything. Then he's tall, he don't crawl, he's a king. Downtown he's just one of a million guys. He don't get no breaks and he takes all they got to give. Boss, he's got to
Te Reo Irirangi o te Tauihu o te Waka o Māui, Fresh FM, Tauke!
Yes.
Okay, okay, okay. That's Uptown Girl, song written and performed by Billy Joel again. It was released on his 9th studio album, which was called An Innocent Man, in 1983. And that song's about his soon-to-be wife, I think it was Christie Brinkley.
Yep.
One of the most supermodels, famous supermodels of the 80s. And the lyrics describe a working-class downtown man attempting to woo a wealthy uptown girl. Hi, and I'm Michael Bortnick, and let me see what I want to tell you. I have a riddle for you. What is a superhero's favorite holiday destination?
Tell me.
Cape Town.
Oh, we're going there.
Oh, we are going there.
Yes.
Really, Cape Town.
So yes,
I could tell.
Are.
I could probably tell that joke, and they won't laugh at it. I'm sure they've heard it before. Yeah. I guess it's supposed to be pretty nice.
We are there for, I believe, 4 nights.
Yep. In Cape Town?
Yes.
I don't know anything about that. Well, okay. We're going
it's
to Cape Town.
It's supposed
hopefully.
To be a very cool city.
Well, okay.
It's
not
a
Cape,
city, isn't it?
Is it a city? Oh,
Cape
it would be
Town.
A city. I'm sure it's got millions of people.
Yeah.
Okay, not Cape Town, but Trenchtown is up next. And we haven't been to Trenchtown.
No, but we've been to Jamaica twice.
Yeah.
We've been close to it.
Yeah. Well, Trenchtown's a neighborhood in Kingston, the capital of Jamaica.
Yes.
It's the birthplace of reggae music, as well as the home of Bob Marley, who spent much of his youth in a government yard on First Street.
Which is what?
It's a
government yard?
Government yard. I guess it's like, you know, government like housing or something.
Oh, okay.
It can't have been nice.
Right.
You know. Anyway, we're going to have Bob Marley singing Trenchtown, followed by Sheryl Crow covering the Eagles. And I'm sure somebody can figure out what song that might be. But anyway, here's Bob.
Oppression. Oh, oh, don't make my life a prison. We come from Trenchtown. Trenchtown. Most of them come from Trenchtown. We free the people with music. Can we free the people with music? Can we free the people with music? With music, with music, oh music, oh my head. In desolate places we'll find our bread, and everyone see what's taking place. Oh, oh, not a page in history. With music. Thank you.
te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui. Fresh FM.
There's talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Everybody's watching you. People you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new.
New Zealand on Air, supporting Fresh FM.
A foggy day in London town had me low
had me down. I view the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wonder, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. Suddenly I saw you there, and in foggy London town the sun was shining. Foggy day in London town. It had me low and it also had me down. I looked at the morning with much alarm. The British Museum, it lost its charm. How long, I wonder, could this thing last? But the age of miracles, they hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and in foggy London town the sun was shining.
And that was Frank Sinatra, chairman of the board, yeah. Old Blue Eyes. He was born in the small town of Hoboken, New Jersey, by the way. And A Foggy Day is a popular song composed by George and Ira Gershwin, introduced by Fred Astaire in the 1937 film A Damsel in Distress, which I don't think we've seen.
No.
And I don't think we're going to see that one. Hey, Grace, do you have a favorite town in New Zealand?
I think I do.
What is that?
Arrowtown.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, we know we're going to be there, what, in a couple weeks?
Oh, we've been there so many times. I've taken the same picture countless times, but it's so beautiful in the fall.
Well, what else can you tell me about Arrowtown?
Well, it was named the most beautiful small town in New Zealand in 2020. In the 2020, what's it called, Keep New Zealand Beautiful Awards. And, of course, you know, it's just so famous for its beautiful autumn colors. And where else could you see great colors but a Grateful Dead show?
Oh, you're going to make me remember Grateful Dead, yeah.
Okay. The term Shakedown Street was used to describe the area outside of Dead concerts where vendors sold their wares. We know it well. These vending areas were a place to purchase merchandise, food, and often illicit items such as hash brownies and ganja goo balls. Been there, ate that.
Yeah, I remember eating some goo balls. I remember it's like, what are these? Oh, let's just eat them.
They were tasty.
Oh, okay. Man.
Well, here's Jerry and the Boys with Shakedown Street.
You tell this town ain't got no heart. Fresh FM is supported by Irirangi Te Motu, New Zealand On Air.
Shoo, shoo, shoo.
is Zoe Deschamel covering Nancy Sinatra's Daughter of Frank, her song that she recorded a long time ago called Sugar Town. The song is an allusion to sugar cubes laced with lysergic acid diethylamide, otherwise known as LSD.
Never heard of it.
Though Sugar Town was deliberately enigmatic, directed to a young audience, yet outwardly tame enough to receive radio play.
You know, I never knew that that's what it was about.
I had no idea.
But now I know. It's always good to know things, I think.
Good research, honey.
Anyway, I'm Michael Bortnick. I don't know if you know this, but once I was downtown in New York City, and I saw these two guys fighting with a woman over her purse. Mm. I didn't know whether I should help out or intervene, and reluctantly, I decided to lend a hand. And between the three of us, it didn't take long to get the purse away from her. Anyway, I didn't put it. Anyway, Irish hard rock band Thin Lizzy had their most popular song in 1976 with The Boys Are Back in Town. Mm-hmm. And this song is played at most Irish rugby matches. Did you know that?
Nope.
I got to pay attention next time. Anyway, here is Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
I said,
chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
I said,
blood will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
listen online anytime. FreshFM.net.
New Zealand On Air for supporting Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station.
Hurry, step this way. Hurry, step this way.
Now the show you're gonna see is strictly high class. There'll be 10 hula dancers shaking their grass. So step right up and put your money down this way. To Carnytown, we got a man so skinny you can see his bones. We play on his ribs like a xylophone. With a pair of spoons, we get a rocking sound. You'll hear it all in Carnytown. Hurry, 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 the house is almost full. We got a two-headed cow, and that's no bull. There's a man who swallows sword and he never gets hurt. He eats a razor blade for dessert. He's just about the sharpest guy around. You'll see him here Incarnate Town.
Hurry, hurry, step this way. Hurry, hurry, step this way. Hurry, hurry, step this way.
Was The King covering the Stray Cats hit called Rock This Town, and that was preceded by Elvis singing a song called Carney Town, which sounds like our kind of place.
Sure does.
What, a skinny guy who can see his bones. Oh, anyway, that was from a film called Roustabout from 1964. Mm-hmm. I don't think I saw that one. Anyway, I'm Michael Bortnick, and you know, in a small town, you're only as good as the best thing your family's done. Or the worst.
Ooh, that's so true.
Did your family ever pull anything? They were known in your town. Did your family, were they known?
Silence.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, the best thing.
I'd rather not say.
Okay. I understand. The best thing the Zimmerman family ever did was create Bob Dylan, and it's way past time to talk to him. There's a song called Oxford Town. It was composed in response to one of the top news events of 1962. There was a riot. It was called the Oxford Riots. The riot was triggered by the enrollment of a black student named James Meredith. He was trying to get into the University of Mississippi in Oxford. Two civilians were murdered during the night over the riots, and over 300 people were injured, and there was a lot of fire and destruction. This is because a fellow was trying to enroll in college.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's America for you. There's a statue now of James Meredith that commemorates the event on campus.
Wow.
And Bobby Z wrote the song when it happened, and he could have written it actually yesterday.
That's for sure.
And let's see. This is called Oxford Town, and let's see here. This is Jacob's father singing it. Okay, here we go.
Oxford town, everybody's got their heads bowed down. Sun don't shine above the ground, ain't going down to Oxford town. He went down to Oxford town, guns and clubs followed him down, all because his face was brown. Better get away from Oxford town. Oxford town around the bend, come to the door, he couldn't get in, all because of the color of his skin. What do you think about that, my friend? Me, my gal, son, we got met with a tear gas bomb. I don't even know why we come, going back where we come from. Oxford town in the afternoon, everybody singing a sorrowful tune. Two men died neath the Mississippi moon, somebody better investigate soon.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for supporting Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station.
There's a hot time in the old town, downtown tonight. A hot time in the old town tonight. It's a hot time in the old town, downtown tonight. A hot time in the old town tonight. Come and go with me downtown tonight. A hot time in the old town tonight. Won't you come and go with me downtown tonight? A hot time in the old town tonight. There's a hot time in the old town downtown tonight. A hot time in the old town tonight. There's a hot time in the old town, downtown tonight. A hot time in the old town tonight. Get your rubber-tied buggies and your rubber-tied hats. I'm going down to bring my baby back. There's a hot time in the old town, downtown tonight. A hot time in the old town tonight.
down with a razor in my hand. I'm going down looking for that man. There's a hot time in the old town, downtown tonight. A hot time in the old town tonight. Get your rubber-tired buggies and your rubber-tired hats. I'm going down to bring my baby back. There's a hot time in the old town, downtown tonight. A hot time in the old town tonight.
Fresh FM.
Okay, you know, earlier we had Elvis covering the Stray Cats, and that was the Stray Cats covering Gene Pitney, Town Without Pity. So I think we kind of evened that all out. Town Without Pity was originally recorded by Gene Pitney for the 1961 film of the same title, and it received the Golden Globe for Best Song and was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Song, but lost to Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm, good one.
Yeah, yep. Okay. Okay. I'm Michael Bortnick, and, you know, I saw this drunk guy. He was walking through town wearing one shoe, and I asked him, "Did you lose a shoe?" And the drunk guy says, "No, I found one." Thank you.
Oh my, oh my.
Well, the audience liked that one. Oh, you know, it's you always have these amazing quotes you come up with all about things. So you got any quotes about towns?
I do. I love quotes. Well, one of my favorites, George Carlin, said, "Just because you got the monkey off your back doesn't mean the circus has left town. A monkey on your back is a vexing problem that won't go away, or an addiction." And Carlin himself liked the smell of cocaine. Will Rogers said, "Live in such a way that you would not be ashamed to sell your parrot to the town gossip."
Oh, that's funny. that's funny. Oh, wow.
That's great. He also said, "I read about 8 newspapers in a day. When I'm in a town with only one newspaper, I read it 8 times."
God, he's a funny guy.
And then finally, Ms. Dolly Parton said, "I modeled my looks on the town tramp." I believe it. Oh, she's great. We've got a song from Dolly right now called "Poor Folks Town." Okay.
Work is hard and the hours are long. The money ain't much, but we get along. We're rich in things that life can give that can't be bought with a dollar bill. So come on down, have a look around. Rich folks living in a poor folks town. We got no money, but we're rich in love. And that's one thing that we got a plenty of. So come on down, have a look around. Rich folks living in a poor folks town. We got no carpets on the floor. We got wall-to-wall love. Who could ask for more? We got no big fine things to show. Just a place to watch our children grow. We got no driving, no fancy clothes to keep in style. What we've got, we're paying on, but it's mostly love that we're living on. So come on down, have a look around. Our rich folks living in a poor folks town. We got no money, but we're rich in love. That's one thing that we got a plenty of. So come on down, have a look around. Our rich folks living in a poor folks town. Of a mansion in the sky, a heart of gold, a $1 million smile, and a one-way ticket to paradise. So come on down, have a look around. Our rich folks living in a poor folks town. We got no money, but we're rich in love. That's one thing that we got a plenty of. So come on down, have a look around. Our rich folks living in a poor folks town. Come on down.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui. Town.
sold all my gold in another time.
I know.
Fresh FM, your local podcast creator.
What I wanna be.
got nothing against the big town. Still hayseed enough to say look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Well, that was probably when he was still John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah, okay. That's John Cougar, yeah.
Anyway, he wrote this song about his experience growing up in a small town of Seymour, Indiana. The media portrayed Mellencamp as the champion of small-town America when the song was released. And while he has remained true to his roots and often returns to Seymour, he claims he was simply writing about his life and not trying to make a statement. Mellencamp wrote this song after having a number of conversations with folks from New York who seemed to think he and everyone else from the middle of the country was a rube.
Well, you know what? I was from New York, and I feel like everybody from the middle of the country is a rube. So thanks, John. You know what? I'm Michael Bortnick, by the way, and I don't know if you know this, but in my hometown, a barber got arrested for selling drugs, and it blew my mind. Because I'd been his customer for years. I had no idea he was a barber. Okay.
You're anyway. So bad.
Hey, but seriously, folks, my hometown was dull.
How dull was it, honey?
What'd you say?
How dull was your hometown?
It was so dull, one day the tide went out and it never came back. Okay, wait,
that's
I'll give you
one
of that. Okay, anyway. Okay, enough of that silliness. The most requested song for this topic by all of our staff was Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town, and that was written by Mel Tillis. It is about a paralyzed war veteran who lies helplessly as his wife paints herself up to go out for the evening without him, and he believes she's going in search of a lover, and I do too. Anyway, Ruby was first recorded by Waylon Jennings in 1966, and then Kenny Rogers released it in 1969. And we were all set to play the Kenny Rogers until we found this. The Wellington International Ukulele Orchestra is an ensemble of ukulele players based in Wellington, New Zealand. The band is composed of mainly ukuleles, and costumes and comic banter are also part of their appeal. One of the members is Brett McKenzie, half of the Flight of the Conchords. Well, so forget Kenny Rogers. Okay. We've got half of the Conchords here with Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town.
You painted up your lips and rode and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And
and the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know, I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Don't take your love to town. Ooh-wee. For God's sakes, turn around.
Come here, ladies and you gentlemen, and listen to my song. I'll sing it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. Just a little glimpse of a story I'll tell about an East Coast city that y'all know well. It's hard times in a city living down in New York town. Old New York City is a friendly old town. From the Washington Heights to Harlem on down, there's a mighty many people milling all around. They'll kick you when you're up and knock you when you're down. It's hard times in the city living down in New York town. It's a mighty long ways from the Golden Gate to Rockefeller Plaza on the Empire State. Mr. Rockefeller sits up as high as a bird. Oh, Mr. Empire never says a word. It's hard times from the country living down in New York town. Well, it's up in the morning trying to find a job of work. Stand in one place till your feet begin to hurt. If you got a lot of money, you can make yourself merry. If you only got a nickel, it's a Staten Island ferry. And it's hard times in the city, living down in New York town. Mr. Hudson come a-sailing down the stream, and old Mr. Minuet paid for his dream. Bought your city on a one-way track. If I had my way, I'd sell it right back. And it's hard times in the city, living down in New York town. I'll take all the smog in California and every bit of dust in the Oklahoma plains and the dirt in the caves of the Rocky Mountain mines. It's all much cleaner than the New York kind, and it's hard times in the city, living down in New York town. So all you newsy people spreading news around, you've listened to my story, you've listened to my song. You can stamp on my name, you can try and get me beat. When I leave New York, I'll be standing on my feet in hard times in the city, living down in New York town.
right. That was Roy Orbison from the great, one of the greatest concerts in history. It was called Black and White Night, a 1988 television special originally broadcast in 1988, starring Roy Orbison with the world's most expensive backup band, including Bruce Springsteen, Tom Waits, Elvis Costello, Jackson Brown, Katie Lang, Jennifer Warnes, and Bonnie Raitt. The special was filmed entirely in black and white. Celebrity admirers of Orbison were in the audience, including David Lynch, Billy Idol, Patrick Swayze, Billy Bob Thornton, Sandra Bernhardt, and Kris Kristofferson. All we can say is download it, fire one up, and fasten your seatbelt, man. It's the best show ever. It's a winner. It's
I think
excellent.
We might be watching that tonight.
Oh, I'd love to see it again.
I got it. I got it ready for you. Okay, I'm Michael Bortnick, and when I get bored, I like to drive downtown, get a great parking spot, and then sit in my car and count how many people ask me if I'm leaving.
You're so big.
Yeah, I just sit there. No, I'm staying. It's just for, I'm bored. As I say. Yes. Anyway, the shadow on the wall tells me the sun is coming up, and like vampires, we got to get out of town. But we will be back in a fortnight when we return from a road trip to Arrowtown.
Right.
So that's where, you know.
I'm going to see the colors.
Let's see. Do we have time? Okay, we have time. Give us a quick minute on your new yoga situation there.
Okay. I am now teaching my same class, Sunday Yin Yoga, 4 o'clock to 5:30. I'm now at my gym. And you don't have to be a member. This is a kind of a private class, but of course anyone could come. It's not part of the gym membership, but members are welcome. So come on down. Doors open at 3:45 every Sunday. It's $15 for a drop-in, and that is a smoking deal.
Okay, man.
And it's going great down there. Thank you to Trevor and Rachel, the managers, owners, who have brought me in. I love it.
Okay,
it's a great studio.
Okay, so that's Sunday yoga.
Yep.
Okay, we got to be going now. Remember, be nice. The world is just a small town. And we're going to play our final song. It's called Living in a Ghost Town. It's a song by the Rolling Stones. Mm-hmm. About lockdown during the early days of COVID when the whole world was truly a small town. So here are the Rolling Stones to close out the show with Living in a Ghost Town.
Living in a ghost town. podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.